Castro, who also served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Obama administration, posted the announcement on his YouTube and Twitter accounts. Castro spoke about alleviating student loan debt, elevating job growth, and inclusion for all Americans.
I believe we can make a promise to people with black and brown skin, people who wear turbans and hijabs and yarmulkes, that you can walk down the street in your community, in any community, and feel safe.
Castro said voters deserve to have the promise of the American dream returned to them in 2020.
Americans are ready to climb out of this darkness. We're ready to keep our promises. And we're not going to wait. We're going to work. That's why I'm exploring a candidacy for President of the United States in 2020.
Since the beginning of 2018, Castro hinted at a presidential run, but he's not the only Texas Democrat to do so. Shortly after his near loss in his midterm election bid with Republican Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke said that he wasn't ruling out a presidential run in 2020. David Crockett, political science professor at Trinity University in San Antonio, thinks O'Rourke's popularity in Texas could present a challenge for Castro when he officially declares his candidacy.
So both are high profile. Probably O'Rourke is more high profile right now, mainly because his political effort is very recent.
Castro, who was on a short list of potential running mates for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, says he plans to make an official announcement on a 2020 run by January 12th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.